it's me, Vidushi Bish, and today I'm going to be reading the 14th chapter of The Phantom of the Theatre. Chapter 14, A Song for Baritonio. Back on stage, the theatre director was trying to calm the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that in tonight's opera, Violetta Wakakufe will be replaced by the mezzo-soprano Viola B. Flatfer, fresh off a debut at the Wrong Note Theatre. Ah! He ducked to avoid a bunch of rancid broccoli hurtling toward the stage, which was quickly followed by moldy cauliflower and mushy rotten tomatoes. Seizing the opportunity, Stewart rushed to the stage to pick up the food. So many delicious ingredients for my stew, he said with glee. The rest of the audience was furious. They were so upset, it took a few minutes for them to hear the melody coming from the theater's basement. Then slowly, one after another, they were captivated by Madame Latour's voice. The Wakakulfin's housekeeper had picked an emotional song to reach the heart of the mouse holding her friend's voice hostage. Sorry, Rotten Heart, from the opera Don Ratuani. My truly dreadful friend, she hides away in fear, silent much too long, for all these moldy years. Many moons have passed, she's sung too many songs, but now it's time for her to right her many wrongs. As Madame Latour let the last notes of the verse trail off, a heavy silence filled the air. Then suddenly a roar of applause filled the theatre. The audience was on its feet, cheering for the mysterious voice. Down in the prison cell, Baritonio Blackstone appeared out of nowhere and knelt in front of Madame Latour. My dear madam, what a haunting voice, he bellowed, grabbing the housekeeper's paws between his own. What a sublime interpretation. It has been decades since I heard singing like this. I had forgotten how moving a song could be. I bow to such a great artist. Harlow peeked his head out of his mistress's hair. I taught her everything she knows. The phantom blew his nose with an invisible handkerchief before blubbering. I would do anything for you, madam. Madame Latour smiled so wide, even her whiskers turned up. This was the moment they'd been waiting for. All I ask is my friend Violetta get her finals back, she said decidedly. Anticipating Baritonio's resistance, Kripler hurried to add, she's very sorry for what she did to you. The prisoners held their breaths as they watched Baritonio tremble with emotion. No one moved a whisker. All right, let's go to her, he replied. So that is it for today, guys. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. Till then, this is Vidushi Bish signing off. Bye-bye.